The Railcats had a 1-0 lead on Lincoln going into the ninth inning thanks to a great pitching performance by Gabe Perez, who went 8 innings of shutout ball while giving up only 3 hits. Lincoln would score the tying run in the top of the ninth, though, on the Railcat bullpen to send the game into extra innings. Which brings us to the Railcat half of the 12th inning. And how do you do, Tillman Pugh?
1-0 pitch hit high and deep to left. This could be the ball game. Pugh looks at it. It's going, going, and gone! A walk-off homer from Tillman Pugh! And the Railcats win 2-1.
You know, he was going fastballs low and away, and then came up and in with a changeup that I just missed. So I was kind of processing that on the bench, you know, as a DH. So my next time up, that AB that hit the home run, he went changeup down. I saw it really well. And then sure enough, next pitch, another changeup, left it up, and I got all of it.
The play-by-play you heard earlier was Jared Slinsky, courtesy of the Railcats Radio Network. The win allowed the Cats to extend their first-place lead over Fargo-Moorhead to a game and a half. Major League Baseball last night, the Cubs beat Kansas City 5-0. White Sox lost to the Yankees 4-3 in 13 innings. And in girls' golf today, the Lake Central Invitational takes place along with Griffith at Wheeler, Chesterton at Boone Grove. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.